If you think there are a lot of great new memoirs coming out these days, you are correct. And I say, keep them coming. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick, a celebrated memoirist herself, has found another pair of fantastic new memoirs for your consideration. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. A Little Devil in America, Notes on Black Performance by Hanif Abdurraqib is a tasty blend of social criticism, pop culture analysis, and memoir. The chapters have wonderful titles like Beyoncé Performs at the Super Bowl and I Think About All the Jobs I've Hated. Most begin in autobiography, then move into topics ranging from the history of marathon dancing to the backstory of Soul Train host Don Cornelius, the death of both the author's mother and Aretha Franklin, the careers of Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Mike Tyson, and Dave Chappelle. One of my favorites is called It Is Safe to Say I Have Lost Many Games of Spades. It starts out with Hanif riding in a van with a bunch of poets doing a literary event down south. I see my friends best when I can see who they are during a game of spades, he writes, and goes on to describe each of them vividly and warmly. From that scene, he moves to a disquisition on house rules, how they differ in various parts of the country and in different families, then ends up back in memoir country with a story about playing cards with his homies as a boy. Abdurraqib is well known in literary circles, both as a poet and an essayist. I think A Little Devil in America may win him a wider audience. Another book I fell in love with while reading for the NBCC Autobiography Committee is Deborah Levy's Real Estate. This is the third book in a trilogy she calls her living autobiography, but you don't have to read the first two to enjoy it. Ostensibly, the book is about her imaginary dream house, which, despite her literary success, is likely to remain in her head. My friend Heather Scott Partington described the book as a woman thinking out loud on the page and pointed out how rare that is and how fortunate that the woman in question is Levy because she's so entertaining, insightful, and laugh out loud funny. I had several stop in my tracks moments reading this book. One was this description of her friend Celia. Celia was one of the few women I knew who was very like herself. She was more like herself than I was like myself. She did not try to please anyone and certainly did not fit patriarchy's idea of what an old woman should be like. Patient, self-sacrificing, servicing everyone's needs, pretending to be cheerful when she felt suicidal. If old women are supposed to not want to cause any trouble, Celia had decided to cause as much trouble as possible. Well, right on, Celia. In another section, Levy's talking to a woman who's having an affair with another friend of theirs. The friend tells her, I don't like being alone at all. To live a life without physical intimacy is half a life. And Levy says, I thought that was true, but if it was the case, the idea would be to live half a life very well. Well, I have to admit, I literally burst into tears on reading this sentence. I didn't know I had this feeling till I read this sentence. That is the ultimate power of books.
The books are A Little Devil in America by Hanif Abdurraqib and Real Estate by Deborah Levy. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.